TGIF. Welcome to the WILO Party Line program here on WILO and Boone 102.7 FM. She's back. Yes, Melissa Miller is back in the house today. Glad to have you back. Party Line, by the way, presented by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting, they stick it where the sun shines. Clinton County, Carroll County, Boone County, DailyNews.com, your free local online newspapers. Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Big O Tires in Lebanon. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big D. Save money now on 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and Freckles Graphics. The online telecast, which you can watch on HoosierlandTV.com, is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, Pagan Pen, Timber Frame Builders, TC Trailers, and Culligan Water. A couple of things real quickly we just want to bring up here. Just a reminder that Day and Ginda Funeral Home, of course, is hosting the Senior Olympics. It pretty much takes place all through May, but the torch relay is coming up May 1st. That will run downtown. It will end at the Paul Philippi Resource Center. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll be starting opening ceremonies there. So if you would like more information, you can always call us here at the station. We have the information, 659-3338, or you can call them, 659-3356. Do we have a caller on the line? Okay, we do have a caller on the line this morning to kick it off. Good morning, Russ Casper. How are you today?
Yes, good morning. It is good to have you guys back, Melissa. Good to hear you.
Thank you.
I wanted to mention something that I think it's important that we review the importance of Party Line and why we're here and what we try to do, what our heart is. I think that Party Line we put on the air back in 1960, and the purpose is to kind of have a community forum to have problem solving, diverse opinions. If anyone thinks that Casper Media is censoring anybody, that's not true. That is simply not true. 765-659-3338 is the number to call. And unless you make personal attacks, your diverse opinion is welcome. And I think it's just important to go back to basic. Freedom of speech, it fosters diverse perspectives. It's essential. Freedom of speech is essential for robust problem solving. I think we need to embrace openness. We need to embrace access. We need to respect differing viewpoints. We need to cultivate an environment where ideas flourish, and the best ideas win. And, you know, we're not lawyers, and we can't parse, you know, every judicial case out there, but we can, you know, create a forum for problem solving. So I just wanted to go back to basics.
No, I agree with you on that, Russ. And I was questioned about that myself, so I'm kind of glad you brought that up, because the fact of the matter is the only thing that we're restricted by is the FCC. And I can tell you, as an employee of the station, not once has Russ Casper come into my office and said, Cindy, you can't say that on the air, or you shouldn't say that. As long as we're trying to do the best that we can, and we are not perfect, that's part of it. We are not perfect. We do make mistakes occasionally, but we are trying to do the best. We're trying to bring out the best in our community, and never once have I been told by anybody here, don't say that, you can't say that, or have I had anyone try and restrict our opinions here.
Right, and I appreciate that, Cindy, and I think that's absolutely true. And if I ever do shut something down, in many cases, these are legal questions that have to be settled in a court of law, not necessarily, talking or putting something on Facebook. It's a legal matter. But here again, if we can provide perspective from your side, as long as it's not a personal attack, 765-659-3338. We'd love to hear from you. And what say you? And because I've changed my mind in the past on many things. because I, in fact, I think intelligent people are people that have the ability to change their mind.
I agree with you.
Wholeheartedly. Yep. And we know how hard it is to change your mind.
Well, it's not that hard. Change my mind.
My thing is this. You know, we, Melissa and I, again, when we kind of got on board here and after Todd left, our goal was to try and bring positive news to our community, mm-hmm. to focus on the positives. And that will still remain our goal. Again, we're not perfect. We apologize. You know, if we've hurt somebody's feelings, that has never been our intent. But our intent is to try and bring the goodness that's happening in our community to the forefront so those folks can shine and we can move in the right direction.
Yeah, negativity does not move you forward. It moves you backwards.
And I think it's also important to remember that there's a book called the Six Thinking Hats, and there is a time and a place for black hat of picking apart what is wrong, absolutely, and there's a time for freedom of dreaming and positive things. That's the green hat, you know. Then there's the red hat. You put your red hat on and you're just very emotional. We all have all these, and then there's the white hat. You know, that's, you put that hat on and you're like Spock, who, what, when, where, why, very unemotional, just the facts, ma'am. And, you know, we can't be red hat all the time just blurting emotion. We can't be black hat all the time just picking everything apart. But we can't be green hat all the time, too, with a Pollyanna, you know, what could possibly go wrong? That's unrealistic as well. I've read that one of the things that made Walt Disney a genius is he would walk into a room, and sometimes he would be black hat and complain about what was wrong, and then sometimes he'd walk into the room and he'd be green hat, and they would think of wonderful things that no one had ever imagined, and then he'd walk into the hat into the room, and he'd say, "Well, this is wrong, but how can we make it right?" He was very nimble at changing his mind and being able to adapt. And so, I encourage the community to not just be red hat, not just be black hat, and not just be green hat all the time. Edward de Bono, I think, was the name of the guy that wrote that book. It was pretty good.
All right. Thank you, Russ. We appreciate it.
All right. Very good. Let's get some positive problem solving. 765-659-3338. And I know we have guests from time to time, but we do have open line, too. So when we have open line, we'd love to hear from you.
We would. We want
your diverse opinion. And don't say we censor, because it ain't true.
Oh, my gosh. Did he just use the word ain't? I know it's in the dictionary now, but...
He did. That's all right. We're not going to censor that, Russ.
All right.
All right. Have a good day. Thanks. We'll talk to you in a bit. All right. We need to get to our guest who has been patiently waiting here. Carol Price is here today, and Carol wears several hats as well. If we're going to talk about hats, Carol, how many do you have?
I can't count them all.
She has many, many for sure. But today she's here to talk about Heroes of Hope and the event that you're having there. So yes. Tell us a little bit about Heroes of Hope.
Well, Heroes of Hope is an event that the Frankfurt Rotary Club started. We wanted to do something for the community. And I wanted to just say, give a shout out to the Frankfurt Rotary Club right now. We have about 50 members, which is really good for service organizations these days. As you know, people are having a harder time getting people to...
You're popular.
You keep talking.
Anyway, they have about 50 members these days, and that's kind of hard to do. This, you know, the service organizations are dwindling, and but we have people who really care and really want to do service in our community and help people. And so, several years ago, when I was president of the Rotary Club, we came up with this idea of partnering with Healthy Communities and United Way. And then we thought about the health. Remember we used to have that health fair in the spring?
Yes.
And we all laughed about it because we had this health fair in Clinton Hall while the Kiwanis served pancakes in the 4-H building. Mm-hmm. And we'd eat our pancakes and then go get our cholesterol checked. And we used to laugh about that all the time. So this event is a partnership of all those organizations and the Clinton County Health Department. What we do is we provide a lot of different kinds of health screenings, as well as we provide a lot of services and a lot of products to people who need help. So, for instance, you can get your A1C checked at this event. You can get a free haircut. You can get free underwear. You can get a bike helmet. You can get a family picture taken, and it'll be printed and framed for you. So it is a great day. So we're happy to have all these partners, and we serve about 200 to 300 people each year. So there's something there for everybody, and we called it Heroes of Hope because we wanted to provide hope to people who are in need of things, and we consider the people who serve in our community are heroes. And this year, we're actually going to have people dressed as superheroes that are going to be there, so that kids who come can take pictures with the superheroes. We also have a table where the children can make a cape. We all know how children love to run around the house with a cape on, and it's summertime now, so the parents can say, "Make your cape and go outside with it." So we're going to have a cape making table at the as well. So
it's funny you bring this up, and I've told this story before here on Party Line, but I want to bring it up again. I know two people who had their lives saved by one of these events.
Wow.
And just we're doing the regular thing on a day, on a whim. Uh-huh. Both of them different. Mm-hmm. One was in Florida. One was in here in Indiana. Mm-hmm. On a whim, they said, "Oh, I'll just go down there, get my blood pressure taken," mm-hmm. or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And two people I know, one of these events saved their life.
Yes, it's amazing.
But you know.
You don't know when that's going to happen.
You don't know when that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so just as a reminder, I know you're thinking about it. As you say, we joke about, let's mm-hmm. go get our cholesterol checked or our blood sugar checked mm-hmm. after we do this. Just do it. Mm-hmm. And
we had one. The first year we did this, we actually were doing one of these checks, and I don't remember if it was the cholesterol or blood sugar. I think it was blood sugar was checked, and this person needed to go to the emergency room immediately. And we called an ambulance and took them there. And so you're absolutely right. And you don't know who is going to walk through your door to receive a service that you're providing, how you're going to change that life. And sometimes we talk about we're actually saving their life literally, and sometimes we're saving their life in an emotional way. Last year we had a woman cry because she had never had her family's picture taken and printed and framed. And that was a really big deal to her. We had a young mother say, "This is so great because we can't afford to buy all of our children new underwear at the same time." And they were getting new underwear. These things seem so little to us. Or getting a haircut. One little boy sat in the chair and got his hair cut, and he said, "I didn't know anybody cut hair except moms."
Oh.
So he was surprised that he could go someplace else and get his hair cut. And so we just love doing it. And as I always say to people, when I'm asking people to volunteer to help in the community, no matter whether it's this or something else I'm involved in, you will get just as much out of it as the people you're helping.
Yeah, if not more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. So the health department will be there, and they'll be doing some testing, and they'll be doing lead testing this year for the first time, which is really important. The state of Indiana has given our health department more money this year, and one of the things they've asked us to do is more lead testing. So some of that will be happening at this event. They'll also have their immunization nurse there, so people can come in and they'll have their computers and they can check records and make appointments for immunizations that are needed that people have just forgotten you know, sometimes it's easy to forget, oh, I haven't done that. Well, you can't get the immunization there because that would be a little bit tedious because there's so many of them, but you can make your appointment there. So that will be great. IU Health is one of our big partners. They're bringing 10 volunteers to help with this event. In addition to, they provide all the bicycle helmets, and this year they're going to be doing A1C screening. And A1C screening, you know, can be expensive for people to do, so they can get that done free. And, you know, we do blood sugar very easily all the time, but the A1C is a little bit more expensive. It's a little more time consuming, and so it's a great opportunity for people to get that done.
Are most of these services done free then during the event?
Everything is free. Everything that happens that day is free. There is no charge for anything. And like I say, people can come in, they can get their hair cut, go over to the picture station and get their family picture station. And then while that's getting printed and framed, they can go have their children's tested for lead. You know, we all know there's older homes in our community that have lead paint still. I mean, that's just the way it is. Well, check it out and see. Mm-hmm. Just check it out and see. And you can get other screenings done and then go back and pick up your picture. It's all framed for you to take home and hang on your wall or sit on your dresser. And then there's also hygiene products, so people can pick up toothbrushes and toothpaste and deodorant and bath and body shampoo and soap. We have some feminine products that we're giving away. We're going to even have diapers this year. We have a summer safety section, which I'm really excited about this year. We had the opportunity to get some summer kinds of things, and we were racking our brains as how we would do this. And so we have what we call a summer safety section. So in this section, we're going to provide UV bracelets that help people know when they've been in the sun too long. And we are giving sunscreen. We're giving sun hats. We're giving water safety shoes, you know, the little shoes that you can play in mm-hmm. the water or, you know, on the rocks. And I find that these kids can wear these all summer long, because if I were a parent, I just put them on because they have a nice rubber sole. They're nice and sturdy, but they can go in the wash machine and they don't need to go in the dryer because they dry almost instantly. So we're giving those away this year.
Wow.
And so I'm really excited about that. We're doing a lot of life preservers, water safety kinds of things. We even have some kiddie pools we're giving away, and the little arm bands that go on your arms. We used to call them swimmies when my kids were little, but that was many years ago. And so I'm excited about this whole summer safety thing. It'll be a fun area for people to shop in.
You mentioned some of the items that you're giving away as far as deodorant and maybe mm-hmm. some feminine hygiene things and shampoo and mm-hmm. so forth. Do you still need donations, or are you good on all of those things? What can we as a community do to help you get ready for this?
If people have things, if they already have things and they want to give and they want to help us, that would be great. We are trying to, we always do feminine deodorant and men's deodorant.
Sure.
Then the bath and shampoo, we try to find those products that are 3-in-1, you know, where it's a soap and a shampoo and a conditioner, because you just get a big bottle of it and it fits everybody in the family. Toothbrushes. You know, I was just thinking this morning as I was getting ready for the day, Larry was just at the dentist yesterday and he came home with a toothbrush and
a floss
and a pound of toothpaste and all these things. And I thought, but there are people who don't get to go to the dentist, you know? Mm-hmm. So I have a pile of dental floss. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take it there to this event. And the first people who get it, you know? So if people have a packet, a whole pile of dental floss from going to the dentist, let me know.
Sure.
I mean, I'd be happy to have that offered at our table, because there are people who don't get those things free all the time. You know, we who go to the dentist all the time, but there are families who cannot afford to take their children to the dentist unless there is a major problem. Mm-hmm. And then we know it's late.
Yes.
It's late. So yes, and they can always help me. And, you know, they can always just call me 242-3079. I take anybody's call and be happy to see how they can help us.
Yeah. The key here is that it's free.
It's free.
You can't say that word enough, because
nope, it's free.
That's what I think keeps people from coming, is they think, oh, I don't have enough money to go.
Right.
You can this time.
This is free.
All about you.
And they don't have to prove. They don't have money. They don't have to do anything. They just come in and say hello, and we say hello back, and here we are for you. We will have a bounce house outside for the children to play in. So sometimes, you know, children don't want to walk from one table to another. Well, there's a bounce house, and there'll be monitors to watch the children while the parents go through the areas that they want to go through. And there's be a fire truck out there and an ambulance for the kids to explore, and people from those departments will be there. In addition to the partners that I was telling you about, there'll also be tables by other community resources, like Center Township will be there, the Salvation Army will be there, I think the Boys and Girls Club, I can't remember all of them, there's a big long list. But and that's another thing, if somebody has an organization and they feel they can benefit the public by being there and providing information or handing something out, call me about that as well.
Again, Carol Price is our guest today, and she's here today representing Heroes of Hope, the event coming up May 4th, 9 to noon at the Clinton County Fairgrounds. And again, the other thing is people, why are so many people, do you think, afraid to find out? I hear people say, I don't go to the doctor, I don't want to know. Mm-hmm. But what benefit is that? I mean, I get it, but I don't get it.
I know. It's really hard. And I think sometimes they use that as an excuse because they don't have the money to go to the doctor, because the doctor will say, well, we have to do this test, and this test is going to cost money, or this test means I have to go to Lafayette or I have to go to Indianapolis, and I don't understand these tests, and it's scary. It's scary. And so if I just don't know about it, I'm just going to live my day to day, and whatever happens, happens. I think it's a scariness for the financial cost, but also scariness of really truly understanding and the ability to follow through with whatever the doctor says we have to do.
Sure. Well, again, this event is free. They can come and get many, many tests run, done, taken. And I'm telling you, folks, these are all very kind people. They'll just welcome you into the door. From lead testing, the immunization folks will be there as well. All kinds of haircuts, photos. I love the photo idea. That's something I hadn't thought of.
It's one of the most popular things at the event. And I hadn't thought of it years ago when we first started this either. But when you think about it, you know, these days we all have cell phones. We take pictures all the time. But how often do they actually get an organized picture, and it's printed and it's framed?
Yeah.
I mean, I have
a picture with everybody, because somebody else is using the phone taking the picture, and
exactly,
they're never in it.
Exactly.
You know?
And this time we'll have those superheroes there, so the superheroes can take a picture with the children, and then they can still have a family picture as well. And, you know, so it's going to be a fun, fun day. I think the kids will enjoy it as much as everybody else. You know, it'll be a fun festive event. We're having, you know, lots of balloons around, and I'm looking forward to the event myself. We set up on Friday afternoon, and the event starts at 9 o'clock and runs till noon. We may run out of some things, but we'll give it away until it's gone. And then what we do with the leftovers, we have a plan what's going to happen to the leftovers when this is over. So when at 12 o'clock, when people stop coming, we know what's going to happen to it. For instance, we will take the leftover underwear and we take it to the elementary schools, because the nurses are always asking for help for children who have accidents at school and things like that. So we know that's a for instance. You know, we might take the hygiene products to a place like WeCare or 180 or the Crossing. You know, a lot of the students at the Crossing have lots of needs. And so we figure out what to do with the leftovers so that every single thing that we have available gets used.
I don't doubt that with you. You are very resourceful, and you have been doing things like this and helping our community in so many ways for such a long time. Again, the event is May 4th. May the 4th be with you, literally,
yes,
that day.
Thank you.
And the 9 to noon at the Clinton County Fairgrounds. How can folks get a hold of you? Maybe they have some questions. Maybe
yes. They
want to know if a certain group is going to be there. Mm-hmm. Or maybe that, like you said, mm-hmm. there might be still a couple of groups. Oh, hey, we might, you know, want to get in on that. Mm-hmm. How can they get a hold of you?
They can always call my phone number, which is 242-3079, or they can email me at cjprice1949@gmail.com. And if you think about that 1949, you will realize that I'm 75 last week.
Well, we weren't going to say anything.
Well, Larry's been telling everybody, so I might just as well.
Well, you look great for 75. I would never have guessed. So,
and thank you for letting me come on this morning. I really appreciate it. Oh, I always appreciate
you,
the party line.
We are so glad to have you. Yeah, we appreciate good. You, too. And Heroes of Hope event, again, May 4th, 9 to noon, Clinton County Fairgrounds. If you would like more information, we have the number here. You all have our number, 659-3338. So if you have questions, you can give us a call as well, because I know some people are not sitting there with a pen or paper or pencil or whatever. But if you have questions, give us a call and we'll hook you up with Carol.
And, and also the biggest thing everyone who is listening can do is to tell other people. Tell other people. If you know of a group, take it to your church, take it to your Sunday school class, take it to your coffee group and share it, because there isn't anyone in our community who doesn't have or know someone that's affected by the needs that we're providing.
Right.
Yeah, and you can also go to Clinton County, Carroll County, Boone County, dailynews.com. That will be in our community events tab there, so you can check it out there. We'll have the information for folks there to check out as well. And again, share the link. Share the link. Share the information. Share. May 4th, Clinton County Fairgrounds, 9 to noon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol. It's always good to see you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Bye.
Appreciate it. Yep.
Carol's a staple of the... Carol is a staple of the community and has been for years.
In so many ways. I don't think folks even
realize. No.
How many things do you have your fingers dabbled into?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, many, many.
Our church, I know that. Healthy Communities.
The church, Healthy Communities, Rotary. I'm on the county council.
County council.
Which is my only paid job these days, you know, if you want to call that a paid job. My philosophy has been, which has gotten me in trouble a lot, if someone asks me to do something and my calendar is open and they think I can do it, I say yes.
But you've always been that way. You were that way when your kids were
little.
When your kids were little, because I can remember that. I mean,
yes.
There's a little bit of an age difference between your kids and myself. And, but I can remember all of that. You know,
we've always been very busy, and we enjoy it. Larry and I really both enjoy working hard.
Sure.
And this weekend is a perfect example of that. This May 4th event, because Larry is working on the greenhouse. He takes care of the greenhouse at Wesley Manor, and that's also the weekend of our spring sale. And so Friday morning, he'll be selling plants to the residents and the staff at Wesley Manor. And then it's open to the public on Saturday morning during Heroes of Hope. So he'll be helping set up on Friday night, selling Friday morning, helping on Friday afternoon, and then selling while we're doing Heroes of Hope. And then also the Clinton County Civic Theater theater is happening that weekend as well, and he's doing all the sound and lights for that play.
I just wish you had something to do.
I know, and it's just like this a lot at our house, but we enjoy it.
Well, we appreciate it. But you know what? Now you've mentioned a fun full day and full weekend for folks.
That's right. That's
so
right.
So not only can they get healthy, there are things that you've now invited them to do otherwise as well, and things to see.
Right.
And so
the other thing they can do while they're out at Heroes of Hope on Saturday at Clinton Hall, they can go over to the Edward Jones Building and vote that morning.
There you go.
Oh, that's
Look
right.
at that.
Yeah. Hey, it's a good weekend.
It's a good weekend.
Thank you, Carol.
If we make it to that weekend, we have to get through this weekend first. But this weekend, I'm looking forward to the warm weather.
Oh, please.
Warm
we hope
weather.
So.
I love to walk out onto my patio in my bare feet. That's what I call a wonderful morning.
It is, which is another reminder, folks, that I've spoke to several farmers yesterday, and I'm sure Mel has as well. They are trying to get out in the fields today. So if you see them on the roads, please give them a little patience and grace as they're moving equipment from field to field. With the rain that we've had, in their minds, they feel like they're late.
Yeah.
They aren't quite yet, but in their minds, you know, because we have a little time, but they really like to have already had things in the field by now. But
they're having to pick and choose, because they're still, I couldn't believe it, yesterday coming home from Lafayette, that there were there's water standing in some fields.
Oh, yes.
So, I mean, they're having to pick and choose. So.
Right.
It's still very wet.
It's still very wet.
And we've got more rain to come.
They do. And so today I know that they were going to try and get out in the field again and try and get maybe even some beans planted today, but fingers crossed. So just give them a little space. They can't control the weather.
Nope.
So even though we can go to a job, regardless of the weather, they can't. So just give them some grace.
And Russ was talking earlier about the people who are upset about the black hats and the white hats. And I forget which hat was the Pollyanna hat. And I'd rather spend my day with the Pollyanna people than the black hat people. Mm-hmm. And I usually go through, when I go to a meeting and Russ is talking about, you know, we deal with problems, we have problems. And so I like to say, what is the problem? So what? What is the problem happening? What's it causing? But then I don't leave the meeting until we know now what.
Yeah.
Because if you don't get to the now what, you were just having a gripe session.
Yep.
Which is hard to do sometimes, yeah. to get to the now what is it, and now know what that is sometimes.
And it's really important, though.
It is, yeah,
it
is.
Really important. So.
That's right. Thank you, Thank Carol. You. We Thank appreciate you. It. Have a great weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'll see you Sunday.
Mm-hmm. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the second half of Party Line.